USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Three people killed in an apparent car bombing in Allentown, Pennsylvania over the weekend. And now the Allentown DA says,
we have a high degree of confidence that the perpetrator was probably killed in the incident.
DA James Martin says more details about the case will be released later today. That explosion happened on Saturday night, and a shelter is now set up at a youth center in the vicinity for people who were displaced by the destruction caused by that bombing. Hours after trade negotiators strike a final deal on what's called the United States-Mexico-Canada Agreement, a trade deal that replaces NAFTA, President Trump is tweeting his approval of the final product, saying it's going to solve many deficiencies and mistakes that NAFTA made. And this is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909. Or go to mdtopical.com.
First Lady Melania Trump heads out on a four-nation tour of Africa today. Mrs. Trump's first solo trip abroad as First Lady will be taking her to Egypt, Ghana, Kenya, and Malawi. She announced last week she'll focus on children's health, including care for mothers and newborns, nutrition, education, and HIV protection. The Supreme Court beginning its new term today with just eight justices. The U.S. Senate still waging the battle, of course, over President Trump's nominee to the High Court, Brett Kavanaugh. The eight remaining justices, though, will start hearing arguments in a new term that will run through next June. Today marks the start of Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Serena Williams is out with a powerful reminder, the tennis star producing a video featured on her Instagram page. She said she does so to make sure women know that breast cancer is an issue that affects women of all colors all around the world. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
An unusual traffic situation in Atlanta this morning. An overturned livestock truck has spilled a herd of cows onto a highway, backing up traffic and causing at least two wrecks that killed two cows. Reports are the truck spilled the cows across Interstate 285 early today, and at least one driver of another vehicle was injured in one of those collisions with one of those cows. Another herd of cows spilled onto I-75 back in May. In that case, 10 cows were killed. In Allentown, Pennsylvania, they're feeling the effects of a deadly car explosion over the weekend that killed at least three people. A shelter's been set up for people who've been displaced by the destruction it caused. Authorities say among those killed in the blast was the person believed responsible for the explosion. It happened on Saturday night. It took place close to a busy street. More details expected to be announced by authorities at a news conference later today. And more now on Breast Cancer Awareness Month, which we told you moments ago does begin today, and the disease is the third deadliest type of cancer in the world. It's most common, of course, in women, and the National Cancer Institute says a woman has about a 1 in 8 chance of being diagnosed with it in her lifetime. And having a mother, sister, or daughter who had breast cancer almost doubles a woman's risk. Women at average risk should start getting yearly screenings at the age of 40. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.